Project 17-11, balancing change order and substantial completion.
You remember this was a reliability project?
Mm-hmm.
Strictly related to airport lighting. We have additional electrical vaults. We want to run our different strings of lights on the different runways out of different vaults with different equipment. So each one will be fully backed up at a minimum of two backups. So some of them will actually have three. So in order to close the project, this is the vault side of the project. We had one major credit because we removed the automatic transfer switches. We added transit vault suppression on that particular incoming line system, and we had some conduit changes. So in the end, we still ended up with a credit on the project. And we have a recommendation for substantial completion and approval of the change order, if you so please.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and change order number one for contract number 17-11, airport electrical equipment enclosures be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $4,066 for a new total of $252,228, and that substantial completion be granted effective July 3rd, 2017, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved, Mr. Burton.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
I pass.
Pass. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir. King Farm Boulevard Phase 1, Project 17-15.
Yes, I'm pleased to say that we've limited the change orders to what you see before you. That's probably a fair statement, Mr. Administrator. It has been not exactly easy. You remember, we assumed, with the purchase of the property, we assumed a number of contracts, two with Melvin Joseph, in the aggregate, close to $500,000. There was a lot of back and forth. You had originally approved one change order carrying the full Deldot pavement cross-section all the way down the boulevard. You made some changes to the original boulevard designed by Commonwealth. We have a median in the boulevard. It goes 500 feet and the narrows. All these things have been lumped into change order number one. There were changes to the fire flow requirements for our first tenant, which required us to increase the fire line sizes, valves, etc. We had no choice but to do that. That one was number one. The second one is we are working with DP&L. We made some changes to the routing of the incoming electric service. We are now bringing down the four conduit system along the boulevard. That is reflected in number change order number two. These are relatively small if you look at the overall scheme. I have administratively authorized these, but they require council approval. They have not been installed, so you could pull the plug on either one of them, believe it or not. But they are about to be installed within the next day or two. So
you have a motion.
We do have a motion. Let's jump to the motion. Yes, we are in a time crunch. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order numbers 2 and 3 for contract 17-15, King Farm Industrial Park Boulevard Phase 1 be approved, increasing the contract amount by $3,881 and $8,867, respectively, for a new total of $337,748.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved, Mr. Rosen.
Second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
And Mr. President, noted no change orders on the entrance piece. And I think we get it done with our change orders.
Good. Thank you, sir. Joe Wright, Summercrest Community Subdivision Agreement, Project 12-30.
Good morning, Council.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
I have a motion.
Read your motion. Read your motion.
I think perhaps just a brief something. The package you have before you is has to do with a request for Council to sign a release and indemnity agreement with the subdivision of Summercrest. Essentially, back in 2012, County Council gave permission for us to take the letter of credit from the developer in order to complete the work that the developer had not completed. There was a subsequent agreement with the community in attempt to have the new developer finish. That fell through. Ultimately, we had a contract with Jerry's Paving. We've completed that project. We've used the proceeds of the letter of credit to take care of the curbing, sidewalk, paving, all the work Jerry's did. We've deducted all additional costs we had for advertising, legal, our county staff costs that we may have, and we end up with an amount of $26,072.41. David Rutt had advised us in this particular case that we should get a release and indemnity agreement before we go ahead and release this. He'd work with us to craft this, negotiate it, and in addition, you have a breakdown of how we got the dollars. Mm-hmm. So I do have a
please read your motion at this point.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the release and indemnity agreement between Sussex County and the Summercrest Homeowners Association for the release of the remaining security in the amount of $26,072.11.
Pleasure, Counselor.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the motion?
Question.
Mr. Burton.
Who gets the money?
It goes to the Summercrest HOA. And one thing I didn't get into a great detail there in my haste, the original letter of credit had also addressed amenities, and there were some amenities which the community had agreed to not have completed, went through the process through PNC and all that to take care of that legally. But essentially, they're going to apply those funds to a host of remaining items of work they'd like to do to their pool house, things like that. So they have a much longer list than the money's here, but this will allow them to apply it to that list, subsidizing what the residents will have to put up.
But the new owner has turned the community over to the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And the Homeowners Association gets the change back from
the letter of credit.
From the letter of credit.
Right. So it's not county money in any means.
And then they can do what they want with it.
Towards the amenities as it's addressed in the.
And then does the new developer have to continue on with the amenities?
The developer's out of the picture at this point.
So it's when this check is cleared.
They're maintaining it now, essentially, and this just helps them to take care of some issues that they, and some maybe you might even want to argue were maintenance of things that had been completed, but over this long period of time need some maintenance.
Okay.
We're going to have the pleasure of spending the money.
I'm sorry?
I said we're going to have the pleasure of spending money for them.
And we're going to give it back to them.
Well, we'll let them right? Yeah, essentially. Let them determine their priorities.
Well, it is. It becomes our money when it's ours. That's what we're going to vote on today.
To give it what was left over back to the Homeowners Association, correct?
Right.
We have the money. We're going to give it to them because we've spent what we need to spend.
So we had the right to spend it.
I guess we could do
so. We're going to vote for it.
We're going to vote to give the money back to them that was on their letter of credit that was not spent.
And as Mr. Rudd had spelled out again in the package there, this is somewhat specific to this community. In other cases, you may not give that money back, but it had to do with the way that the subsequent agreement was crafted with the folks and the fact that the amenities had not been completed. As David explains in the letter that's included in there, his reasoning of why he made this recommendation that the funds return. In other cases, we may have kept them.
Sure.
Or there wouldn't have been any left over, in essence.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Colton?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman.